Why would we jump in and fund that?
There's a there's numerous correspondence that's been forwarded to the council over the past couple of years or so, where the Lambs Road interchange was being challenged by the municipality and the region when the ministry conducted their environmental assessment of future improvements to the interchanges. The outcome was that if Lambs Road interchange is to be moving forward, it's the municipality's responsibility financially to move that project forward. There was some recent correspondence that I provided council where I have the province putting a hold on any improvements in and around Bennett Road, simply because I would like to see if we can make some arrangement that they do not improve any bridges or such until we address the interchange, because there might be an opportunity for some cost sharing.
But is that even in the region's their master plan to have this as a 401 interchange?
Yes, it's in the region's plan.
Yeah. Okay. So I wanted to go back, if I could, to the operations equipment. So I'd move a motion that we defer the purchase of two new snowplows until we proceed with an RFP to consider contracting out several snowplow routes.
Okay, seconded by Councillor Jones, thank you. Mr. Horvath?
So, if I understand it right, deferring the two new ones as a replacement from DC, Councillor Neal, is that what you're asking for?
Well, there's two replacement trucks,
right,
as I understand it, and then two new,
right,
two new snow plows, right?
Right.
Which, my understanding is, that's about $480,000, where those trucks would basically sit during the summer, is my understanding. Like, or would they not? Like,
I wouldn't say we get a lot of hours in the summertime. I can verify that for you. We certainly use them for patch trucks, transporting floats, transporting the stage and all that kind of thing. So that's response to that. If council wants us to take a look at possibility of contracting out new routes, then that's what we will look at and do, and come back and give you what the cost analysis of that and any of the complications. We did respond last year under report one or two in terms of the contracting out options and what other municipalities were doing, but certainly we can update council on that.
Well, okay, so, I mean, just yesterday I drove by a truck from a that was on a regional road, and it was hard coat. So they seem to be interested. I guess I just question, you know, we bought two new snow plows last year, another two this year. So there's $1 million in equipment that, you know, we keep incurring those costs. They're a fairly short duration for the season. I'm just questioning whether we want to keep spending money that way, or would companies like Hardco, who have equipment, for example, in the wintertime that they're looking to deploy, offer a more cost-effective solution? I just think we owe it to the taxpayers to at least take a look at that before we, you know. So last year, two new snowplows, another two new this year, although no new snowplow drivers apparently. So I guess it's for, just to add to the fleet. So anyway, I think it's time we took a hard look at that, so.
So, Mr. Horvath, I've got to believe that you're not simply adding to the fleet and buying snow plows that we don't have, because I think that was the suggestion that was just made, that we're adding to the fleet and we don't have anyone to drive those new snow plows.
Mr. Mayor, I can tell you right now there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 routes that we're pushing the time limit on in terms of getting snow clearing. Council keeps approving development. Clarington is growing. We've got two or three new subdivisions that are going to be significant in Newcastle. We've got one at Port Darlington East. We've got North Glen. So at some point in time, we need to have equipment to deal with it. Councilor Neal has raised on many occasions about contracting out. If that's what council wants us to look at, then we will look at it. You know my opinion of it. I've been very upfront about it. But I wait council's direction on this.
Do we have any other questions, comments? Councilor Anderson.
Through the chair, is it two separate motions, the one regarding the interchange versus the snowplow? I want to speak to the interchange.
There was no motion on the interchange.
No motion.
Councilor Anderson.
Okay.
But
thanks.
When we're finished with this, I'll come back to you if you've got questions on the interchange or want to do a motion on the interchange. Sorry. You're asking me? No, what are you asking me? You ask. I have no idea what you're asking me.
Sorry. Through the chair to Councillor Neal, just for my own confirmation, are we looking at Project 10-100, which is the replacement for the vehicles, or the two new ones that are under 150, which are the DC? Sorry, I just want to make sure I've got the right project.
I believe it's the two new ones that Councillor Neal's referring to.
Two new ones? Okay.
So as per the DC study, you see the single axle combination plow, 240, and single axle combination plow, 240. I believe that's what Councilor Neal is indicating. Second, the last page, basically, in our department.
All right. Questions, comments? Mr. Horvath, the motion is to, if I've got this right, to defer, pending a report, which says that we'll leave the, if I'm listening correctly, Councilor Neal, you're leaving the money in the budget, but you want the report before a purchase is made. Time-wise, can you do that? So is this like a fire truck where you've got an incredibly long lead time? To Councilor Neal's point, spring is coming. We all want to believe that spring is coming. Just nod your head and say, yes, it's coming, and we'll be happy.
Spring is not coming, Mr. Mayor. Number two is, it's just more to this. I think what Councilor Neal's requesting, if it's approved, is take a look at a business case in terms of contracting out versus in-house. So we'll move on it as soon as we get council's direction and get it to you as soon as possible.
Okay, but it is doable, and if the business case suggests that it makes sense to buy the snow plows, we're not going to run into problems where they can't be delivered on time.
Snow plows won't be delivered on time. I can tell you that. They're anywhere between 15 to 2 years out. That's the reality of it. The two pieces of equipment that council approved last year, we will not be getting to probably March or April of this year.
All right, so delaying it a few months by looking at the business case doesn't seem problematic.
Doesn't seem problematic. It's just that when we get the nature of weather that we've had since January the 19th, and if you haven't looked in the dictionary, you look it up, it's called hell. Our response may be slow.
Mr. Horvath, thank you. Call the question, all in recorded vote. So this is to defer.
The chair to defer?
To defer purchasing pending a report on contracting snow clearing services, some snow clearing services out.
Correct. Councillor Neal.
Yes.
Councillor Trail?
Yes.
Councillor Anderson?
Yes.
Councillor Hooper?
No.
Councillor Jones?
Yes.
Mayor Foster?
Yes. Sorry, Councillor Hooper had to leave you alone on that one. That motion is carried. Councillor Anderson? You had questions on the Lambs Road interchange?
Yeah, since there's no motion, I'm just saying that knocking on doors in Ward 3 and 4, that interchange is not. All I hear is, when are we going to get an interchange that's workable? The interchange at Liberty It's not a full interchange, and I understand that no additional work can be done on it based on where it's located. Waverly Road doesn't have a full interchange, so it's needed, and for economic growth and development, I'm fully in support of exploring a new interchange at Lambs Road, a full interchange. Thank you.
Well, so far, it's still in there, Councillor. Okay, members of committee, no, Councillor Neal, I know. Just let's give everyone else an opportunity. Anything further? Councillor Neal? No? Councillor Hooper?
Yes, thank you. And just in regards to the previous motion that which has passed, would that entail us looking at levels of service too, as through you to the director? I don't know whether that's a separate issue altogether. As you know, we've had some issues in regards to residents out there complaining about things, and I just wondered if at the time, I know it's not in the motion, but could that include, or would that be a separate thing altogether?
Through the mayor to Councillor Hooper, it could be. I can tell you at this point in time, based on the last, since January the 19th, there's a couple things that we've seen in terms of level of service. Number one is, at one given time back in 2001, if my memory serves me correct, council approved us to remove snow off streets that had no boulevard storage. Well, this year we haven't done any. And you can see, thank goodness that we've had two major melts. So we've got to take a look at that, because the contractor we use to help us with this is the same one that does part of Clarington Sidewalks as well as our senior program. And they're structured in the same way we are in terms of hours of work. So it doesn't work for us effectively and efficiently. So we're looking at that separately. We may roll this into it as we develop the terms of reference. You're right, though, in terms of level of service. We've got to be very clear on our expectations. We have to be very clear with hours of work. We have to be very clear on what we expect and response time and their equipment and all that. So it's going to be very detailed.
And I guess where I'm going with this through the chair is in that those recommendations, there could be some suggestions that maybe we do contract out some of the work anyway, correct?
Well, I would certainly continue with the contracting out. So we're going out, we have to go out at this point in time for our sidewalks, our parking lots, and the seniors program is another year. So we have to do that contract anyways. So we're looking at adding an appendix C to it, saying for snow removal, we're looking for, as Councillor Neal refers to, the hard codes of the world to come in here. Who's got the training, who's got the pieces of equipment, and who has the manpower? The contractors we now have those challenges. So we may roll it into one, but I can tell you right now is that contract going out probably in May, if we're finished winter, which I hope we would be, would include a third option, and that third option would be specifically to remove snow. I will tell you, as I've told you many times before, there is nobody better than us to do it. I don't have the time. We just don't have the time because of the hours of work legislation.
I hope you don't mind me asking this question through the chair. I would hate to see you go out and do in regards to contracting out, and then we find out that our level of service is to be here, and that's all. Thank you.
The level of service will be consistent to what we have now in compliance with minimum maintenance standards.
All right. Anything further? Councillor Neal.
The question about e-agenda, I see there's $50,000 in the budget in the software budget, hardware budget for $50,000. I mean, isn't this what we already took a run at, and we spent about $20,000 and it never went anywhere?
Through the chair, it never went anywhere due to, contractual issues with the service provider.
But did we ever get that money back?
We were in court.
Okay. So I guess I just question where we're going with that. So is this the idea that we'd all have to adhere to the device, so to speak?
Through the chair, well, it's my dream. No, to June's credit, since that time, she's MacGyvered, shall we say, processes internally. And due to the situation that we were facing with a frustrated contract, we've been hobbling along, as it were. Time is up. We need to actually get these processes in place that are reliable and are not as unstable, shall we say. So the software, we have always wanted that system, and I can explain more to you offline if you wish.
Okay. So I guess I'd ask Mr. Chair if there can be some indication of where we sit in terms of a levy at this point.
Mr. Finn.
Through your worship, and I'll stand to be corrected on this, I have 2.34%, which translates to $33.09.
Thank
Councilor
you.
Councilor Jones.
My question was just related to the e-agenda. Is there any part of that that was related to like live streaming or anything, or was that just related to the agenda?
Through the chair, it depends on where we end up. We are just developing our RFP for it, pending council's decision with the budget. We are looking at webcasting and live streaming, and it depends on what the software is, whether it comes with or whether you use two different service providers.
So that possibly could be what those dollars would be used for?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Councilor Neal.
But I was hoping to get below 2%. We're pretty close. I'm hoping to keep working. I don't have any more amendments at this point, but I hope to keep working away at it to get it below 2%. But I think certainly I think there's been some compromise today on a number of things, and I think if we just work a little harder at it, we could get below that target. So thank you.
All right, why don't we go around the table, seeing as Councillor Needle started that. Any questions, comments to wind up prior to voting? Councillor Anderson, any thoughts, comments?
No, I'm good.
Councillor Hooper?
No, I think I pretty much got my comments in. Thank you.
Councillor Jones?
No, nothing for me other than I would say thank you much. Thank you to everyone for helping me through this process. It's first time for me, and I appreciate that. Thank you.
Councilor Trail.
Okay, so just through the chair, what do we end up with regarding the request for future staffing for fire? Have we not set aside any money this budget to hire, or?
That was tabled to council.
Okay, so the tabling motion did succeed then?
Referred, I think, technically, but yes.
Okay, thank you. That's all my comments.
Do you have anything else? Bear with us for one moment. The funding envelope, what did we do with that?
Funding envelope lost. The funding envelope itself lost.
But what happens with staffing? So is there any funding envelope?
Staff's all in there, right? Unless it's...
Just making sure we didn't miss anything that was referred to the end of the meeting. I'm sorry.
It was a motion about planning contract position that we didn't deal with. I don't think.
Okay, is that item 12.10?
Yes.
Okay, what lost? So what have we already dealt with that we can't do? Yeah, but I need to know what we voted down so that we don't do the same thing, right? We can't.
We can vote on it.
Okay, there was no vote on it?
You didn't vote on this. You only voted on the funding envelope.
Okay, so item 12.10, P, Page 13 of the report is outstanding. That was referred back.
It was just referred to later in the meeting.
So that was referred to now. Do we have a motion on that position? Why don't you give me a motion to refer it to council? Okay, so at the time, Mr. Pinn didn't have an update for the total cost. Mr. Pinn?
Through the chair, the referral was to transfer some money from the building inspection reserve fund of, and it would be $12,642 to fund the contract position in planning. And the reason behind that is that that contract position in planning does do work related to the development and processing of building permits. So at the time, I just didn't have that number in front of me.
So, sorry, Mr. Chair, are you saying, can we move that now or?
We can do it now if you want, or we can table it or refer it
to. Okay, well,
I'll
move it. I mean, it seems a pretty straightforward.
I'm sorry, what are you doing?
It doesn't seem terribly controversial.
I don't know what your motion is, Councillor. I can't hear. This is too funny. I don't know what your motion was because I can't hear.
Okay, the motion is in accordance with 12.10 to this proposed contract planner, 25% be from the reserve fund.
All right. Do we have a seconder? Seconded by Councillor Hooper. Thank you. Questions or comments on that? Call the question. All in support? Opposed? That is carried. Madam Clerk, are we done?
Can I get clarification, Mr. Chair? So in within that 2.3, whatever it is, or two, call it 2.3, does that still have 125 in there for a new firefighter, or zero, or 250?
Through the chair. So right now it is 2.32, pending the fact that something has to be done with that 120 or the 250 that's currently, or that was in the budget proposed.
Is that still in the 2.3%, I guess?
Yes.
So if we take 125 out, it'll drop a little further?
Correct.
Okay, thank you. Great.
Through the chair as well, just so council.
But it hasn't been approved, right? It hasn't been approved.
No, the 120. No, the future staffing hasn't been approved. But the 2.32, and thanks to Ms. Watson for getting the number to me quickly. The furniture budget by 50% is included in that number. That was $19,961, which was removed. So that is inclusive of all decisions made by council at this point.
Thanks.
All right. Speak now or for until council forever hold your peace. So I don't know if a mayor has ever done this. I'm voting against this budget. I'm looking for a recorded vote. I think, and I stand to be educated between now and council, but I think that some of the decisions that we made will have severe negative consequences moving forward. You know, and because of that, I have never not supported a budget before. I want to thank staff for a huge amount of work that was done. We have never had a budget come in, the all-in ask as low as this. You guys worked exceptionally hard. I thank you for that work over time. The budget asks have diminished time over time. It almost feels as if no good turn will ever be undone. I wonder if you had have started higher, if we would have ended higher, and that some of the cuts were because there is an expectation of us simply to do that. So, Madam Clerk, a recorded vote, please.
This vote is on the main motion as amended on the budget. Councillor Anderson?
Yes.
Councillor Hooper?
Yes.
Councillor Jones?
Yes.
Councillor Neal?
Yes.
Councillor Trail?
Yes.
Mayor Foster?
No. And that motion is carried. Okay, I need one final motion. Councillor Hooper?
Motion to adjourn.
Until 7 o'clock when we start planning. Seconded by Councillor Anderson. You have a question, Councillor Neal? Okay, all in support? Opposed? Carried. Thank you.